I'm Chris Levi. I'm the Director of Research for Hunter New England Local Health District and a neurologist and stroke researcher.
So, Chris, what will you be presenting at the SSA?
So, as you know, there's been huge advances in our ability to protect patients from stroke and atrial fibrillation. Major trials have come out in the last 4 or 5 years, and now there's increasing experience, the use of these agents in the real world, and I'll be discussing some of the phase 4 trial data, registry data, and practical sort of data around the application of drugs like dabigatran, apixaban, rivaroxaban, and even warfarin. There's not much new about warfarin, but talk about essentially how these drugs are now being used and their safety profiles and efficacy profiles in real-world use.
So you mentioned warfarin, which is a really good drug to talk about, actually, because is warfarin dead?
Well, warfarin's not dead. It's sort of moribund. I think these days there are lots of patients still on warfarin, and if someone's, you know, well on warfarin and stable and their INRs are in range most of the time, it's very reasonable to leave them on it. But if anyone new comes along now with a ischemic event or presents to their GP with atrial fibrillation and they're someone who has a risk of recurrent stroke that's getting up to the significant range, then I think it'd be very uncommon to use warfarin. Just the safety profile for these new agents is significantly better. Particularly the major thing we worry about as neurologists is brain bleeding, and these drugs have a 60 to 70% relative terms lower risk of brain bleeding. So
you mentioned registries. What kind of registries do you use? Are you using Oscar and things like that?
Well, we've got our own, as you say, our own National Stroke Registry, where there are patients with AFib and stroke and who will register. But the registries I'll be discussing are some of the large international registries that are focusing on the uses of NOAC drugs.
And what are they?
There are a number of them.
Fair enough.
So I can't remember the acronyms now,
okay.
But there are a number of them.
That's right, sorry. That was a bit of a curveball, wasn't it? Okay, so we're talking about NOACs. So where are we going in the future?
Well, I think the futures for stroke prevention in atrial fib is now going to move towards identifying which patients still have risk despite these drugs, and I think there are patients that also can't have anticoagulation, so there's increasing work around using devices to actually block embolic shedding from the heart. But I think really the key bit of work we need to do is around implementation, because we've still got major gaps in our implementation of these drugs, and detection of atrial fibrillation in the community, very important. Identification of silent atrial fibrillation, very important, and there are a number of trials going along now to identify patients that don't know they've got AFib but really do have AFib, and treating those patients. I think the other big group is the TIAs that present to GPs, and often the AFib is not detected, so finding AFib and dealing with it's probably the biggest issue, rather than discovering new things, because we've got very effective drugs now.
Yep.
I think it's more about implementing them and providing all patients with better protection.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke Meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeOz2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.